The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra opening up our Jazz Northwest today with music from their latest issued recording, the Kansas City Suite of Benny Carter, from which we heard The Wiggle Walk, composed by Benny Carter, arranged by him, and featuring a raft of soloists from the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Bill Anthony on trombone, Travis Ranney on tenor sax, Mark Taylor on alto, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, and Randy Halberstadt at the piano. And propelled along there nicely by Clarence Acox on drums and Phil Sparks on bass. Beginning our Jazz Northwest today from 88.5 KPLU, Jim Wilkie with you here as we are every Sunday afternoon at this time, presenting music by some of our great resident jazz artists, as well as occasionally some visitors from time to time. A lot of news on the jazz calendar and the artists for the upcoming Ballard Jazz Festival coming up in May have been announced. We'll be talking about that a little later on. We have some interesting visitors coming to town. I'll tell you about that and lots more news about who's playing where. Right now, though, let's continue with some music from the recording by Gene Argel, former Seattle resident who ended up in Hawaii, where he's been for many, many years. But he comes back once in a while, and over the course of 3 years, in 2012, 2013, and 2014, in the autumn of each year, he came back and recorded a few tunes with some of his friends at the David Lang Studio. And here is Gene Argel on piano, Jay Thomas, the saxophone and trumpet player, with Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Mark Ivester on drums, and a tune written by the great pianist Mulgrew Miller. This is called Sol Leo. Thank you.
sistema quebrado da imigração.
From an album by the singer Elspeth Savani, singer and songwriter, we should say. She wrote that tune titled Portes. The arrangement was by the trombonist Chris Stover, who you heard there along with Stuart MacDonald on tenor saxophone. Julio Jauregui was on piano and Jeff Norwood on bass, and the drummer and percussionist Jeff Bush. Elspeth Savani singing Portes. Elspeth Savani and her band will be performing this Sunday evening, tonight at 6, for the Seattle Jazz Vespers, which takes place at Seattle First Baptist Church on Capitol Hill. Before that, we were listening to Jay Thomas on soprano sax with Gene Argel on piano from Gene Argel's album Luminescent. Chuck Deardorff on bass, getting off a nice solo on that one. Mark Ivester on drums. And the tune Sol Leo by Mulgrew Miller. That's from Gene Argel's recent album Luminescent. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Thanks to you for supporting KPLU during the recent fund drive. If you didn't pledge at that time and are still feeling like maybe you should, you can do it very easily by going online at kplu.org and making your pledge of support to this program and all the other great jazz programming that you hear here on 88.5 KPLU, as well as the news and other programming. That's kplu.org, and click on Pledge Now. I want to mention a few things on the jazz calendar for the first part of the week, at least, and play you some examples of some of this music. As we mentioned, Elspeth Savani's at Seattle First Baptist Church tonight at 6 for the Seattle Jazz Vespers. And then Bill Frisell and Aaron Corday are at the Triple Door tonight at 7. This is a benefit for the Common Acre. And then Rick Mandyke Trio is playing at Tula's tonight. Monday night, the Cornish Jazz Ensemble 4 and Robin Holcomb and Peggy Lee Duo and Honey Noble will perform in succession Monday night at the Royal Room. Tuesday, several interesting things going on. Willie Jones III leads a quintet in two nights at Jazz Alley, Tuesday and Wednesday, and that will be with Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Ralph Moore tenor, Eric Reed piano, and Buster Williams on bass. Willie Jones III on drums leading that group Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Jay Thomas's big band will be playing at Tula's, and also on Tuesday night, an excellent group out of New York that we played quite a little bit on Jazz After Hours, led by trombonist Ryan Keverly, who's a fine composer and arranger for his quintet. They'll be playing Tuesday night at the Cornish College Poncho Theater. There's also a free master class at 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon at Cornish. Jay Thomas' big band will also be playing on Tuesday night at Tula's. I'll have more information about later in the week, coming up a little later on this program. Right now, though, here's some music by Rick Mandyke's trio, which is playing tonight at Tula's, and we'll follow that up with some music by Ryan Keverly and Catharsis from Ryan Keverly's latest album titled Zone. Here is Rick Mandyke on piano with Paul Gabrielson on bass, John Bishop on drums. I have great admiration for Rick. I first knew him as an alto saxophonist, and an excellent one, and then he had some problems, physical problems that were making it difficult for him to play alto, so he switched to guitar for a while, and he was quite a good guitarist, and more recently he's been playing piano, so he's an all-around man and very talented musician. Tonight at Tula's, heard here with Paul Gabrielson on bass and John Bishop on drums, here's Rick Mandyke at the piano and his composition titled P.T.O. Thank you.
Thank you.
Little Charlie Parker there, updated by the Ryan Keberle group, Catharsis. Ryan Keberle, the trombonist, heard with Mike Rodriguez on trumpet, Jorge Roeder on bass, and Eric Dobe on drums. From the recent album Into the Zone, Ryan Keberle and Catharsis, they're going to be performing at Cornish College of the Arts on Capitol Hill at the Poncho Theater, and they will be there on Tuesday night. There's also a master class Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's free. There is a small ticket charge for the evening concert at Cornish. Before that, the piano trio was led by pianist Rick Mandyke, with Paul Gabrielson on bass and John Bishop on drums, and a composition by Rick Mandyke called PTO. Rick Mandyke Trio is playing tonight at Tula's. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. A few more items from our jazz calendar to mention. Taking up midweek, Jim Sisko's Bellevue College Jazz Orchestra plays at Tula's on Wednesday night. Eric Hollander's Seabop plays at the Sea Monster Lounge on 45th Street in the Wallingford District of Seattle. Also on Wednesday night, Kareem Candy Band will be playing Wednesday at the Swiss, and they'll also play Thursday at the Hotel Murano, both locations in Tacoma. Jacob Zimmerman's quintet will be playing at Seattle Art Museum on Thursday. Jacob will also play with his group at Boxley's in North Bend on Friday night. He quite often has been featuring some classic modern jazz, post-bop jazz, I guess I would say. Some very nice Lenny Tristano I've heard him do, and we'll be recording the group this coming Thursday when they play the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz concert on Thursday. Jacob Zimmerman Quintet. He's an alto saxophonist, and looking forward to that. Mark Elias's Open Loose with Tony Malaby and Tom Rainey will be playing at the Royal Room under the auspices of Earshot Jazz on Friday night. And opening for them will be another trio with Neil Welsh, Evan Flory Barnes, and Devon Lewis. Nice night at the Royal Room for that. Kelly Eisenhower will be singing Saturday night at Boxley's in North Bend. Susan Pascal's Quartet with Mark Seals will be at Tula's. Panama Hotel Jazz with Steve Griggs and his band at 2 o'clock at the Panama Hotel. That's a free concert on Saturday. Ray Shelbred's Yeti Chasers will be at the Royal Room and Industrial Revelation at the Blue Moon. So it's a very full schedule, lots of good stuff going on. Be sure to check out the KPLU Jazz calendar as well as the very complete calendar at earshot.org. Here's music by Eric Hollander's group Seabop, which plays at the Sea Monster this coming Wednesday night. This is a piece with Eric Hollander on bass. I believe it's one of his compositions. Sean Mickelson on trumpet. Tim Kennedy is the keyboard player. Brian Smith on alto. And Eric Hollander bass and Jeremy Shanock on drums. This piece is named for what a lot of people would call a flock of crows. But the proper term for a flock of crows is a murder of crows. Thank you.
How I long to tell you that I love you. Love finds a way, the poets say. Every dream I dream is only of you. Come cuddle near and listen, dear. I'm confessing that I do love you. Tell me, oh, do tell. Long to hear you say that you love me too. I'm confessing that I need you. Honestly, I need you. But sometimes your eyes tell me such strange things. I fear that if I look much deeper, maybe I'll find out your kiss is lying. I'm afraid of your words. My poor heart's a flutter, I will shudder if your answer lets me know that you were just whiling away moments. I don't really wanna see my hopes and dreams all fade from view. Changing everything, making me blue. I'm afraid that someday you'll leave me and saying, can't we still continue on as friends? Oh, if you went away, you know you would be grieving me. I'd be oh so sad and lonely. Rest of my life would have so little meaning without you. Am I dreaming dreams of you in vain? I've gotta put my cards up upon this table. Take a chance, gamble, just to say I really love you. I am confessing, gonna tell my deepest, dearest, honest heart's desire. That it's you who's in my every dream, and I am gathered in your arms, and we live ever after happily, happily, happily.
A nice bit of vocalese on an old song called I'm Confessing That I Love You. The song here retitled Confession of Love with new lyrics, which were composed by Kelly Eisenhower to Lester Young's solo on that tune. And note for note, the vocalese lyrics by Kelly on Lester Young. Confession of Love. Kelly Eisenhower sings next Saturday night at Boxley's in North Bend. Before Kelly Eisenhower, we were listening to a tune from Eric Hollander, the bass player and composer of that piece called Murder of Crows, which featured alto saxophonist Brian Smith and the vibraphonist Jack Willis. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. The Ballard Jazz Festival has been announced for May 6th through the 9th. And we just learned last week of the headliners for the festival. Among those who will be appearing in the main stage concert are Eric Alexander with the Peter Bernstein Trio and the David Friesen Trio. There's also the Jazz Walk on the night before, as well as the Brotherhood of the Drum Night and the Guitar Summit and the Friday night Ballard Jazz Walk. They're also adding an extra concert this year on Friday night, too. Some of the other artists appearing include Doug Beavers, Overton Berry, Roxy Koss, Gail Pettis, Jerry Hahn, Don Clement, Pearl Django, Jay Thomas, many, many others. Again, the festival May 6th through the 9th in Ballard, the Ballard Jazz Festival for 2015. Looking forward to that one. Time for just a little more music on today's show, and for that we're going to be listening to a bit of music from the Panama Hotel Jazz of Steve Griggs. It's being presented on the second Saturday of each month, next Saturday, The 11th will be the second Saturday for this month, and they'll be performing at the Panama Hotel in the former Japantown area of Seattle. Here's a couple of excerpts from the recording of the Panama Hotel Jazz. The narrator is Steve Griggs.
Hello, my name is Steve Griggs. Konnichiwa. Jazz flourished in Seattle's non-white neighborhoods, and nightlife on Jackson Street fostered diversity. In 1933, the newspaper Northwest Enterprise described the scene, and I quote, "Here all races meet on common ground and rub elbows as equals. Filipinos, Japanese, Negroes, and whites mingle in the same hotels and restaurants, and there is an air of comradeship," unquote. Traveling jazz musicians like Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Billie Holiday stayed in hotels and ate at restaurants here because they would not be served in other parts of the city. Jazz musicians wrote music about Seattle. Pianist Jelly Roll Morton performed at the Entertainers Club at 12th and Main in the 1920s and wrote a song called Seattle Hunch, perhaps in tribute to his notorious gambling. Ray Charles wrote Rocking Chair Blues after the Rocking Chair Club at 14th and Yesler, and he played at the Black Elks Club a block away from the Panama Hotel. In Jamie Ford's novel, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, Seattle jazz musicians perform and record a song called Alley Cat Strut, dedicated to the two main characters. Although this is an imaginary song, created by the author as a device in his book, I took the liberty of imagining how it might have sounded. This is Alley Cat Strut. Mm-hmm.
That's Steve Griggs' ensemble from the Panama Hotel Jazz, composed by Steve Griggs, his narration there, and his composition, Alley Cat Strut, or what he imagined it to be, as outlined in the book, The Hotel at the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. They're performing at the Panama Hotel, a free concert, on the second Saturday of each month. They'll be playing there next Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Jay Thomas on trumpet, Steve Griggs, the tenor saxophonist, Susan Pascal vibes, Milo Peterson guitar, Phil Sparks on bass. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today on Jazz Northwest. We'll be back again next weekend at the same time. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.